Welcome to the Disney View Podcast. Dave is a dreamer and an engineer. He's a one-time cast member, and he's been to Disney World literally hundreds of times. Listen in as he talks about one of his favorite things, the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, and occasionally beyond the Orlando theme park. And now, here's your host.
Please stand clear of the podcaster. Por favor, manténganse alejado del David.
Hey everyone, it's Dave again. Welcome to another edition of Dave's Disney View Podcast. On today's podcast, I'm going to continue to talk about the Fantasyland expansion and some of the great things that you can see here. We looked at the Storybook Circus, and in the previous podcast, we looked at the Little Mermaid section. Now I'm going to head over and start looking at the Beauty and the Beast section. Now the cool part about what's Beauty and the Beast is it's got a couple of neat features to it. First off, you have a really clever little popcorn cart here as I'm walking up to it. And it's, I just think it's so cute the way they've done this. It's Maurice's amazing popping machine. And it looks just like one of the machines that Maurice would have made in the movie. And it tells you, they make popcorn there, of course. And they sell it here. And it's just very cute the way they themed it into the area and put it together. So we've come along behind where the Seven Dwarfs mine train is, and so we walked past the Little Mermaid area, and now we're headed over to the area that would be Beauty and the Beast. So let's see what's going on here. So you've got a village gift shop. Let's go inside for a moment. Relationship status, single. Cheers to me. You can guess these would be Gaston. Okay, so some thematic things that work. Maybe not exactly what I'd be looking for, but it's kind of clever. And then here's a tribute to Gaston. An extravagantly generous gift from the humble people of the village, from me, Gaston. And it's a picture of Gaston standing on top of Le Pew, and he's pouring beer out of an oak casket, looks like. That's funny. So at Gaston's Tavern, they offered Lafeu's Brew, roasted pork shanks, pastries, snacks, and beverages. This is very cute, the way they've done this. It almost looks like a tavern. Cute. So Lafeu's Brew is frozen apple juice with a hint of toasted marshmallow and topped with all-natural passion fruit mango foam, served in a souvenir stein or goblet. Or you can get it non-souvenir stein or goblet if you want to. All right, I'm going to have to try one. Hello. I'll do a Lafeu's Brew, but just the beverage would be fine. Alrighty. 10?
10.
Thank you. And I see here at the register they have the My Magic thing, so you can actually just charge it if you want to, directly to your My Magic. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's give this a try. Interesting. Ooh, it's tasty. All the antlers on the walls are great. It's so funny. He's got all the boar's head and a bear's head and antlers all over the place. It really does match up with what you would think of in a Gaston's Tavern. So here we are having a Lafeu's Brew. Okay, so the drink is really cute. Not really worth $5, basically, or $10 if you get the souvenir cup. But it's really cute, and it's very clever. It's not bad. It's very tasty. But I love the way they've decorated this room. It's really, really clever. I mean, you come in here and you have to do it, right? You have to try the LeFou's brew. Go in the other room and have a look. I love the way they've decorated and themed this. And the way the Beast's castle looks up on the hill with the forced perspective, and even the way they light it at night and the things they do with it during the day, so it has a feel like it's real and it's legitimate size, when it's really only about, you know, 8 or 10 feet tall, and it's up on a hill, so you can't see it from Main Street. That's the important thing. Sight lines are really important. You don't want to be able to see the Beast's castle from Main Street. So it's oriented in a way where they have it up on a hill, and it's right behind the castle, but just lower than the castle. So if you're standing on Main Street, the sight line is blocked, and you can't see it up there. It's very, very clever the way they've set this up. So cute. How cool is that? That is just amazing. I love the way they've done the concrete. So there's little hoof prints in the concrete and some other things that are kind of mixed in there. Different kinds of animals with hoof prints in there. So as you walk along, it looks like an old street. So the next thing to do is the Be Our Guest restaurant. We're of course headed into the Be Our Guest restaurant. The line extends out beyond the entrance and goes up the ramp a little bit. It's amazing. Let's see, there's a tuna niçoise salad, quinoa salad, croque monsieur, carved turkey sandwich, carved prime chuck roast beef sandwich, vegetable quiche, and braised pork.
We have three menu boards located also inside for you to grow hours when you get in there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Keep moving all the way forward, filling in all the way forward.
So let me provide a little context about how Be Our Guest restaurant works. And so as you listen to this, you get a little bit of sense of what you're hearing. When you queue up kind of outside the restaurant, the main doors of the restaurant, it goes back over a bridge. There's some blue gargoyles along the way.
Hey, you getting it for Eric?
I was the one. You got my one.
Oh. Yeah. You go.
Okay, thanks. Just one. Thank you.
Sorry.
That's all right. Oh, okay. And then you get to the front entrance, and they ask how many are in your party, and they put you in the queue, and that's the main part of the queue, inside. And inside is really cool. They've got some really cool, like, gargoyles and different things in there, and some interesting things that kind of are reminiscent of the movie. So you wait there, and you head down a hallway, and there's a whole bunch of suits of armor in the hallway. And these suits of armor, as you're about to hear, are talking to each other. And it's really cool.
I love it, the suits of armor are talking to each other.
Then you get up to a podium, and at the podium they ask how many are in your party, and they take this this rose that has the radio frequency chip inside it, and they go ahead and give it to you, so that way you have one for your party. And then you're sent over to a station to actually make your purchase.
Bless you.
Several people around found the hidden Mickey in the halberd and enter the restaurant. And at the station, you'll pay for it, and then they'll key the rose to whatever you order. So that way, when you go into the restaurant, you put the rose on whatever table you're going to sit on, and you can go to any of the three dining areas, and they'll find you. And it's really cool the way they set it up. Just one.
Just one? All right.
So as you might guess, I might pay myself.
Yeah. Are you on the dining plan?
No.
All right. So just wait right here while Nixon comes to us. Madame, how many are in your party?
Okay,
three? And are you paying to get all these together? And are you on the dining plan? There's your rose. If you want to hold on to that, just wait right here while somebody comes to us.
Cash.
I'll take your menu.
Yep.
Go ahead and call number 9.
Number 9. Thank you. Hello.
How are you?
All right.
Are you on the dining plan, sir?
Nope.
What can I get for you?
I'm going to do the croque monsieur.
Monsieur.
And do the passion fruit dessert.
Anything to drink?
Let me get a root beer.
1787. Number 2? You have to change?
I don't. I thought I did, but I don't.
Change. Throw some receipt down on your table, sir. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
How are you? All right, now let's go check out the dining rooms. That's cool. This is absolutely amazing. Number 2. To the right. And the rose.
Look at all the paintings.
There's a third room. Amazing. The third room is this room. Wow, this is the West Wing. I like this room. It's cool.
Once you sit down, then they'll bring it up. There's a drink retail station, so you can go over and get some drinks.
Looks like they have a little device on the end of the carts that they push around that helps them find the locations. It's a location-enabled device. It's very cool. So it kind of points them in the direction as they walk along so they can find your rose. That's really cool. So it flashes up some information and kind of tells them where to go a little bit. Then they go back and refill and come back out and do it again. I'm looking for people. I feel like I'm in the animated film. This is one of those films that I just absolutely loved. Still watch it from time to time. Just a lot of fun. And just being able to kind of sit in the ballroom is really pretty cool. Just totally impressed. So the line lasted about a little over 15 minutes just to get into the building. And then once I was in the building, it was another 7 or 8 minutes to be able to get to the counter where I actually was able to place the order. And then sat down, and it's been a few minutes since I sat down. But it seems to, you know, they move through pretty quickly. It's not really slow or anything. It just takes a little while to get going. And I bet you this is mine coming up here because it's got a single item on it, and it looks like something I ordered, and looks like it might be it. My problem was quite simply that I walked right past the silverware and didn't have it at the table because I didn't even think about real silverware. As Kurt told us, this is actually real silverware on china. And so it's the most unusual quick service restaurant you've ever seen. This passion fruit puff pastry is just, it's really, really good. I'm enjoying it thoroughly. And as I sit here, I'm watching it snow outside. Instead of raining like it is today, it's snowing. It's awesome. Just an amazing effect. If you did and you want to check out the other rooms too, these two other rooms. They're really cool.
Check out the other rooms.
It's absolutely amazing. I'm walking over to see it snowing some more. It's just so incredible. What an effect.
It's amazing.
It really is. All right. That was really a great meal. Thank you. I mean, you know, it's about the whole experience. It's about the dining experience. It's not just about the meal. It was just so neat to see. I mean, it was like an attraction. You go into it, and it's like a work of art. And you're just enjoying the work, and you're looking at it, and you're really taking it all in. And it was really spectacular. And then to add to it, the food was good. And given the amount of time, amount of restaurants that there are at in the Magic Kingdom, and there really aren't that many, that is probably the best restaurant in the Magic Kingdom, I would say. That's not to say that there aren't some other ones that are okay, but I really don't like the food choices generally in the Magic Kingdom, so I was very happy to have that. That was really, really quite good, and the presentation was nice, and the effect was nice, and you just really felt like you belonged. It was great. Like, you're in the movie, and you're just really relaxing and enjoying it. It was really, really fun. So that was well worth seeing. You may be hearing a little bit of rain coming down. It's actually a pretty rainy day today. Trying to be undeterred by it and do some different things, but it's a little challenging at times, but it's all right. We're getting there. I started thinking a little bit more about the Be Our Guest restaurant. As I left the restaurant, I started giving it a little thought, and I realized there's something slightly off about the Be Our Guest restaurant, and that is that the scale is wrong. When you go into the various rooms, especially the ballroom, the scale is a little bit off in them. So you look around and you go, well, gee, it's close. The ballroom is beautiful and it's well-appointed and it looks very similar to what you see in the movie, but after you think about it for a minute, it's wrong. The scale of it is wrong. They made it a bigger ballroom so that they had more room to accommodate more guests who were going to be dining there. So it doesn't quite work because it's just a little bit too big. If you look at the ceiling, it's got too many chandeliers. It's actually scaled incorrectly. And it really is almost, I don't want to use the word wrong, but it's just kind of incorrect. So it's kind of weird when you think about it. Same for the other two rooms. They're just scaled wrong. And as a fan, you kind of miss that little piece of it. I've told you that Beauty and the Beast is my favorite Disney animated film, so no surprise that I would catch those little details. But it took me a while to kind of put it together. I mean, it's just so beautifully done. You don't really notice it at first. But I did come to realize that it's just not quite right. It's close, and it looks really good, but it doesn't quite match with what you'd expect. But still, absolutely worth it. It was worth the wait. It was really fun. I totally enjoyed it. I just noticed that, and I wanted to point that out. Well, that's my podcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. And remember, if we can dream it, we really can do it. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in to the Disney View Podcast. Show notes can be found on DisneyWorldPodcast.net. Looking to do some travel planning? Want to find an authorized Disney vacation planner? You should visit Destinations in Florida. Original music you hear in this podcast is courtesy of Sound On Music. You can find his music at ReverbNation.com/SoundA. Our thanks also go to Doug for his continued contributions to the show. You can find links to other great Disney podcasts, as well as the latest Twitter feed and the Disney Buzz, on DisneyPodcast.net. And don't forget to check out Dave's iPhone apps. There's a Hidden Mickeys app for finding and sharing Hidden Mickeys at all of the Disney parks around the world. There's also an app designed especially for pin traders. You can keep track of all your pins and your wish lists. Please be generous with your time or a donation to Autism Speaks. We do hope that you've enjoyed your visit and that you drive home safely. Show number 143.